Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Schreier is here, too. Jim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust Management Consulting, specializing in leadership, training, and organizational development. He is the director of training for Joel Barker Strategic Exploration Tools. You know who Joel is. He's a compadre of Joel's and a good friend of ours. Jim Schreier, welcome back.
Yes, well, thank you for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. I know you want to talk today about different ways of thinking, and we're going to talk about critical thinking and logical thinking. And one of the things I was telling the audience before you got here, Jim, is I worry that our current situation in America, at least, the way we educate our kids, the way we teach them, the way we employ them, that we're losing the ability to be critical thinkers. Am I being an old fogey about that? Is there any validity to that concern?
No, I absolutely agree with that. One of the things that I've worked on regularly and taught very successfully to managers in different situations is logical thinking. Because if you think about it, if you think about school, we learn how to read, we learn how to write, we learn how to do math. Do we learn how to think? Now, in some cases, we do. I mean, I took logic in college.
Right.
And it turned out to be one of the courses I didn't like when I took it, and it turned out to be one of the most important courses I ever took in my life.
Right. What did you learn? What did you think you learned in that course that has served you well the rest of your life? Give us one example.
Well, the biggest thing, and it's why, you know, critical thinking is a nice term, describes a lot of different things, but logic is kind of a subset of that. It's a very specific skill talking about how
do
you
critical
reason
thinking,
inductively,
critical thinking
deductively.
is the big headline. Logical thinking is part of critical thinking.
Correct.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead, before you give us a story then, let's go ahead and define that. What is critical thinking? Tell us what you think that is.
Well, critical thinking, as you said, it's a broad term. It includes problem solving. It includes, hidden biases, and all of those things are very important. Those are those are big issues that are involved in this.
But it's analyzing, taking the facts in front of you, getting emotions out of the way, focusing on the reality in front of you, and taking experience and maybe metrics and things like that. It's taking all those things and evaluating something as it really is. Isn't that a good way to define critical thinking?
Yeah, that's a good way to define it. Yep.
All right. Now, logical thinking.
Logical thinking is reasoning, is something true or not? Can we come to a conclusion inductively or deductively from the facts that we have? One of the simplest ways I do what I talk about teaching logical thinking is that logic is often dealing with a right answer, that there is a right answer. And in the world today, lots of things, there's no right answer. There's lots of answers. But when we say things like all people are this way, and it's like we learn how to think better if we learn how to think logically.
When I think about logical thinking, when I try to, and I have to admit, I don't necessarily think to myself, okay, I'm going to be a logical thinker now. I don't do that. But what I think I do, and you tell me if I'm wrong. One of the ways I think that I do that is, I try to find the simplest denominator, the simplest solution. What is, in this thing that I'm working on, could it be boiled down to something that's really simple? What do you think about that?
That's pretty good.
I love Occam's. I love Occam's razor. Occam credit for that. Occam said, William Occam, the friar, the 12th century friar, English friar, said, the simplest solution is probably the best.
When all else fails, the simplest solution may be the correct one. But it's a little bit more than that. And one of the biggest dynamics about logical thinking is whether or not we learn something, whether we reason something inductively or deductively. And the best example I can give of that for everybody to understand easily is to think about, how did you learn how to ride a bike?
Mm-hmm.
You learned how to ride a bike by getting on the bike, experimenting, practicing,
and falling.
And then you ended up learning some theory, right? You learned about balance and motion.
Right.
If we did that the other way, if we tried to teach young people how to ride a bike inductively,
right,
we'd teach them a lesson about theory. I'm sorry, deductively. If we did it the reverse way, if we taught it deductively, we'd say, okay, let's take you in the classroom and teach you about principles of balance and motion, and then put you on a bike. It wouldn't
mm-hmm.
work.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to think. And the biggest thing that you mentioned earlier that I think is absolutely critical and worth repeating here is that we don't do enough to teach people how to think logically,
mm-hmm.
how to think clearly.
Well, I think that, and do you think that that's a something that's been sort of in the last generation or two? Maybe has it been going on for 20 years, 50 years? What do you think?
I think it's actually 50 years, because the example I gave when I went to college, which is a long, long time ago, logic was a required course freshman year.
Right.
It is no longer.
Yeah.
It's been removed as a requirement, and that's 40 plus years ago.
One of the things that's contributed to this too, though, is technology and obsolescence, planned obsolescence. We're not fixing things anymore. We're replacing them. I think that's another thing that goes on right now. What do you think about that?
That's a very good point. And related to that, when you said technology, the other thing that I thought about is that nowadays we simply look for the answer. We don't figure out the answer.
I want to Google the answer.
We simply look for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Google the answer. Yep. Absolutely right. Hey, Jim, I need your website, please.
Farcliffs, FARCLIFFS.com.
What will they find when they get there?
They'll find information on actually a course that I teach called Thinking Clearly and Analytically,
right,
and all the other kinds of consulting and training that I do.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back after the break, I have a story, Jim, that I want to tell about a real live small business that had to go out of business because of what you're talking about right now. Critical thinking and logical thinking. That issue right there caused them to have to close up after almost 100 years. 20 after.
Wow.
Right back with Jim Schreier. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.